Just hours to go until this huge movie opening, The Avengers, maybe only second to The Hunger Games. It brings together characters you've seen in other Marvel superhero movies, such as Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor.
What do we do?
We get ready.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people.
And Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, tells Dimitri he is in love with the Avengers.
They couldn't have hyped this anymore. They couldn't have built up our anticipation anymore. Plus, I have to say, my inner child was clamoring to watch this movie. The thought of not just one superhero, but multiple superheroes on screen fighting a global threat. I mean, I just don't think they could have built up our expectations anymore. And don't you know they met him? I can't believe it. This is a great movie. I loved every second of it, and I'll explain why in a second. This is a story about Loki, the evil brother of Thor, who steals an energy source. And if he keeps it, he actually could, I guess, crush the planet, for lack of a better phrase. And, of course, that means that Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, decides to kick up the Avengers initiative. He wants to rally all of the Earth's superheroes together to fight this evil source, because if they don't do it, perhaps the Earth will go down in flames. That's the basic setup, but there's so much fun to be had here. The characters each get their chance to shine. Of course, we've enjoyed Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. He's great again here. Chris Evans as Captain America gets to lead the group. You've got character conflicts. You've got jokes. You've got spectacular superhero action. This is exactly how I think every kid who's ever read a comic book envisioned these kinds of scenes being depicted on the screen. The director here is Joss Whedon. He's behind the Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show, and he just gets it. He's written comic books before. He knows it from, I guess, the bottom of his comic book loving heart, and it shows in every frame. And not only that, the Hulk is tremendous here. He's played by Mark Ruffalo in his human form. But, you know, we've seen two Hulk movies that were less than spectacular, but he doesn't have a huge role here, but he steals a bunch of scenes and actually gives us some big, big laughs. This one is a success on just about every front. It's funny. It's smart. It strikes the right tone. There's great action. The last 40 minutes is nonstop excitement. I just couldn't enjoy this movie anymore, and I think it's going to be a monster hit. This was such a delicate task to kind of juggle all these characters, to introduce a major threat, to kind of get the personalities on board, to kind of push the story forward, to kind of capture it all. It's a juggling act that I didn't think could be pulled off, and he really does it. I can't wait to see it again. And even the 3D is actually pretty good. I rarely recommend going the 3D route, but if you do want to pay the extra surcharge to see it in 3D, the effects are not as great as Avatar, but it definitely adds to the experience. So it's just a wonderful film. And, you know, maybe if you don't like comic book movies, this will not be your cup of tea. Maybe it's going to self-select the audience in that fashion. But wow, if this is what you've been looking for, if you've been kind of waiting for those different teases you've seen at the end of the other superhero movies, it just all follows through. I'm just stunned by it, and I can't wait to see it again.
Do you happen to know now if they're going to continue to release separate films, say for an Iron Man or a Hulk, or will we just get more Avengers movies?
I think you're going to get more of everything. Iron Man 3 is underway. Thor 2 is under discussion. Captain America 2 is being talked about. There's actually more Hulk movies potentially on the way. Mark Ruffalo just signed a contract to do the character again and again. So yeah, I mean, these films are all successful to a certain extent. They've been, I'd say, mediocre to great at times, but this one really trumps them all. It's super in all the best of ways. And I can't recommend any higher. If this is the kind of film that's up your alley, it's a blast. It's over 2 hours. It flies by. And again, the fact that the Hulk is the comic relief of the film without damaging it, I think says it all.
And needless to say, Dimitri, I will be there tonight. Christian Toto.
You're
Big
ironing
Hollywood.
Your Captain America costume as we speak.
By the way, in case you didn't notice, he had a strong recommendation for the Avengers.